We continue our learning. We learned in the previous Mishnah, based on the Pasuk, V'hakohen ha-makrives olas ish, or ha-ola asher kriv la-kohen lo yihyeh, that when you bring an ola as a sacrifice, the orla, obviously the whole animal is burnt, but the or, the hide, goes to the kohanim. So here this Mishnah is going to discuss, what about other karbanos? I have kachim kalim, where the owner brings the karban and eats from the meat. We have other kachay kachim, besides an ola, asham chatos. Who gets the oros? Who gets the skins in that case? Says the Mishnah, oros kachim kalim labailim. The skins of the kachim kalim, shlamim, atoda, whatever it is, that goes to the owner of the karban. When it comes to the or of that goes to the kohanim, the Torah only mentions that when it comes to ola, which is kachay kachim, so kachim kalim, the oros do not go to the kohanim. They do get chazev eshok. They do get a portion of the meat as well, but primarily the meat goes to the owner of the animal, and the skins go to the owner as well. What about va'oros kachay kachim? What about other kachay kachim besides ola? The Torah only mentions ola. That goes to the kohen, the skins. Let's say a carbon chatos, carbon asham, where the kohanim are the ones who eat from the carbon, the zichrei kohuna, the male kohanim eat. What about the skins of those karbanos? So says the Mishnah of Oros Kachay Kachim La Kohanim. It will follow whatever happens with the Ola. The Chatas and the Asham skins go to the Kohanim just like the Ola skins. It's Kachay Kachim. It follows whatever the rule is when it comes to the Ola. And the Mishnah says Kavachomer. The Mishnah says it's actually Kavachomer that if the skins of the animal go to the Kohanim when it comes to the Ola, where the rest of the animal is burnt, it's certainly the skins will go to the Kohanim when it's a non-Ola, where the Kohanim are going to receive part of the meat. So we understand the Kavachomer very well. Ma'im Ola Shalo Zachu Bivsara Zachu Ba'ora. When it comes to the Ola, the Kohanim are not privileged to have, they don't merit to have any of the flesh. The whole thing is placed on the Mizbeach. Of the Chalil La'ishim, we mentioned in the fifth parak Nezer Mekoman. The whole Ola is burnt. Yet, what do they get? They get the hide, as we said, or Ha'ola La Kohen Lo Yehiyah, that's the Pasuk. So, Kachay Kachim, so Karban Chatos, Karban Asham. So shezachu bivsaron, then the Kohen actually do get some of the flesh. So if they get the skins in a case where they get none of the flesh, they certainly, kavachomer, they should get the skins in a case where they get part of the flesh. So when it comes to kachay kachim, chatas and asham, shezachu bivsaron, where we know the zichrei kahuna, the male Kohenim, do get part of the flesh, Eino din, is it not a kavachomer sheyizku ba'oran? They certainly should get. They should get the hides. That's a kavachomer the Mishnah has. Because kavachomer is something that we typically find in the Gemara, it's not found in the Mishnayos that often. So it's important to give a little introduction as to what the Mishnah is about to do right now. Very often we have a kavachomer. The Gemara says, well, if this is true, then most certainly this is true to derive a halacha. And a kavachomer is one of the 13 principles of Rabbi Yishmael that we learn where we derive things from the halachas from Pesukim. So kavachomer can often have what we call a pericha. Pericha from the word perech, like avodas perech. It's crushed, it's challenged, it's questioned. So very often, since the kavachomer is a logical argument, there can be a pericha, there can be a logical argument, also a logical argument to challenge it. So what the Mishnah is about to do is to tell us, I know that you're thinking that there's a pericha, that there's, we can challenge this kavachomer based on logic, which we'll explain in a moment, and I'm here to tell you that that pericha, it can be ignored, it's not really a challenge at all. So what does that mean? So what the Mishnah could do, what the Gemara could do, what with this kavachomer is to say the following. That's not a good kavachomer. Your kavachomer is what? You said, well, if when it comes to an ola where the kohanim don't get any of the meat, and yet they get the skin, so certainly where they do get part of the meat, they certainly should get the skin. That's when it comes to chatas and asham, other kachay kachim. So what one could argue on that kavachomer is say the following, and the words are mizbeach yochiach. The mizbeach will prove that kavachomer is flawed. How so? What do you mean the mizbeach? So take, what do we know about the mizbeach? The mizbeach is something that does some of the flesh of the animals placed on the Mizbeach. You have the fats of the animals on the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach is, or when it comes to an Ola, all of the limbs and the meat is on the Mizbeach. Everything's burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, what do you know about the Mizbeach? Does the Mizbeach, just because it gets this, it gets to eat, consume some of the flesh, does it automatically get the skins? So, of course not. We know that we do the skins when it comes to an Ola. Although the Mizbeach is getting part of the flesh, the ore does not go to the Mizbeach. You don't burn the ore on the Mizbeach. So why do you think you have a Kal V'Chomer? Oh, I know the Kal V'Chomer. Of course, if the Kohanim, when it comes to a Chatas and Ashim, if they're getting already part of the meat, it's a Kal V'Chomer, they should be getting the skin as well. That was the Kal V'Chomer that we learned from Ola. But that shouldn't be a Kal V'Chomer at all. Just because you get part of the meat, you get the skin. The Mizbeach doesn't do that. The Mizbeach gets part of the meat, and yet it doesn't get the skin. So why should you assume that just because the Kohanim are getting part of the meat of the Chatas and the Ashim, they should get the skin? So that's what we would potentially find as a pircha, as a question, as a challenge, to crush the Kal V'Chomer and say Mizbeach, Yochiach, the Mizbeach should prove to you that your Kal V'Chomer is flawed, which is why the Mishnah now says Ein Mizbeach Yochiach, which means don't say Mizbeach Yochiach. Don't challenge the Kal V'Chomer on the basis of that logical argument to counter the Kal V'Chomer. And I'll tell you why you shouldn't say that. She'ein lo or mikol makom, because the Mizbeach never gets the hide. Now, what does that mean? So the potential pircha went like this. Well, why do you assume just because the Kohanim are merit to get some of the meat, they should get the skin, that the Mizbeach doesn't, just because it merits to get the meat, to have it burnt, doesn't get the skin. The skin goes to the Kohanim. So why do you assume that you have a Kal V'Chomer that the Kohanim offer Chatas and Ashim, since they get part of the meat, they should get the skin as well? So you know why that's not a good pircha question on the Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer is still alive and well, because the Mizbeach never gets the skin. The Mizbeach never gets the skin. So to say, well, Mizbeach gets the meat of a korban and doesn't get the skin, so why should the Kohanim, when they get the meat, they should get the skin? The Mizbeach doesn't get the skin when it gets, just because it gets the meat. So the answer is Mizbeach never gets the skin. So I never would have thought the Mizbeach gets the skin. But the Kohanim, we know they do get the skins of the animal. They do get the hide of the animal when it comes to a korban ola, as we said. So if they get the hide when there is a korban ola, and yet they don't get the meat, so they certainly should get the hide where they do get the meat. And don't say, well, the Mizbeach doesn't get the hide, even though it gets the meat. The Mizbeach never gets the hide. But the Kohanim do, they get it when it comes to the Korban Ola. So the Kal V'Chomer is still alive and well. Just important to note, as the Gemara says, on Daf Kuf Gimel, in Zvachim, that this mention is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who derives this halacha, that the oros of the skins of Kachay Kashim, of Chatas and Asham will go to the Kohanim as the skins of the Ola, from we know from the Pasuk, that's learned through a Kal V'Chomer. The Chachamim disagree and say we do not learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. They claim that the Oros of Kachay Kachim go to the Kohanim based on Psukim. What is our Pasuk? The Pasuk from about Karban Ola, which we quoted earlier, says, Or Ha'ola, the hide of the Karban Ola goes to the Kohen. And the Gemara says, Ein Li'ela Or Ha'ola, Oros Kachay Kachim, Kachay Kachiminayin. So the Chachamim say, how do you know from Psukim, not a Kal V'Chomer, that the Oros, the skins of other Kachay Kachim, Asham, and Chatas go to the Kohanim as well? Tamalamar, Or Ha'ola Asher Hikriv. So that extra phrase, the Pasuk says, Or Ha'ola Asher Hikriv Lakoin Lo Yehiyeh. So Or Ha'ola tells me the skin of the Ola. Why do you have to add in the phrase Asher Hikriv? Anything that's like Ola that he offers, which is a Chatas and Ashim, other Kachay Kachim, are included as well. That is their derivation from a Pasuk and not through a Kal V'Chomer. Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Kol HaKachim She'eira Bahem Psul Kodem Lehef Shaitan Ein Orosem LaKodem. We continue our discussion of the Oros of Kachay Kachim. We're speaking about an Ola, Chatas, or Asham, where we say Kachay Kachim, the Oros go to the Kohanim. But here, we're dealing with Oros of Kachay Kachim, where the Kohanim became puzzled, they became disqualified. So if you have Ola, Chatas, and Asham, where there's some type of disqualification that happened before they even flayed the skin from the animal, Ein orosehem la kohanim. The oros do not go to the kohanim. They're burnt along with the meat because it's true that the oros normally go to the balim, but at the end of the day, the oros were part of the animal, attached to the animal when they became disqualified. So therefore, now that the same way you can't be makriv the karbon, you can't give them the oros. La'achar hefsheiton. But let's say the karbon was kosher. And then you flayed the skin, and now you have the skin separate from the animal. And now some type of psul happens to the animal where you can't be makriv of the animal. Okay, so you can't be makriv of the animal. But the oroseim la kohanim, but the oros go to the kohanim. Because since the disqualification happened only after you remove the skin, it does not disqualify the skin. And Amar Rabbi Chanina, skana kohanim, Rabbi Chanina, who was the skana kohanim, he's mentioned several times in Shas, he was second to the Kohen Gadol, Miyamai, Lo Ra'isi, or Yotze LeBeis HaSreifa. I've never seen, in my time in the Beis HaMikdash, where they flayed the skin from Karbanos, and they actually had to burn it along with the carbon that became disqualified. I've never seen such a thing. I've always seen any time, even if the animal became possible, they were always giving the ore, the hide, to the Kohanim. And what he's coming to tell you is that that was true even if the psul was there, the disqualification preceded the flaying of the skin. Nonetheless, they gave the ore to the Kohanim. Now, why would they do that? It's against the halakha and the Mishnah. If the psul exists before, so then the ore should not be given to the Kohanim. So the answer is because they didn't find out about the psul until after they flayed, which means they removed the skin and then they found out. Certainly, if they if the psul happens now after they remove the skin, nothing to discuss. That of course the you can give the skin to the Kohanim, and obviously the carbon has to be burnt or not on the mizbeach because there's a psul. But even if the psul happened before, but you only became informed of that after you had separated the skin, so the halacha was you could give to the Kohanim the ore because you didn't find out about the psul until afterwards, and that's what they did in practice in the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, midvarav labanu, says Rabbi Akiva, from the words of Rabbi Chanina Askana Kohanim, we've learned that shehamafshit es habachor v'nimsa treifa. So let's say take a case of a bachor. Bachor is kadosh, supposed to be a kosher animal, and what happened? And you took the skin off the bachor and you found out that this was a treifa. So if it's a treifa, so obviously it's not can't be used as a carbon A, can't be eaten either, even if it had a mum. Baal mum is eaten by the kohanim. It's not abroad as a bechor carbon. A bechor baal mum is eaten by the kohanim. But it's a treifa, obviously they can't eat it either. So it can't be brought as a carbon if it doesn't have a mum. And if it has a mum and you find out it's a treifa, cannot be eaten. Still, even though this is a psul, what's the psul? It's a treifa. Nonetheless, she'osu ha'konim ba'oro, that the konim are able to get hana from the or from the hide. So Rabbi Kiva is coming to tell us that even if you have a bechor baal mum, where it has a blemish which is not brought as a carbon, it shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, which, what's the halacha there? The kohen is able to eat from it. What does the Torah say in Devarim Tezvav? V'chievo mum, pisech oivir kol mumra, losis bochenu la'ashem alokecha, regarding a bechor baal mum. Rather, what do we do? They can't bring us a carbon, but b'sharecha tocholenu can mean by the kohanim in b'sharecha, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the halach? Now, what would happen if the bechor would die? So then the or of that bechor would be usher and you would have to bury it. But what happened here? Here, they shechted the bechor. They had a mum, and the Kohen is planning on eating outside the Beis HaMikdash. They remove the skin of the animal, and then they find out, oh my gosh, it's a treifa. So the Kohen can't eat this at all, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's a treifa. Nonetheless, when was it a treifa? It was a treifa actually before you remove the skin, but it doesn't matter. Since they only found out about the fact that it was a treifa after they removed the skin, so then we view it as if the hide became permitted through the shechita, and the same way if it were a karban, if you would sprinkle the blood in the Beis HaMikdash, he only found out afterwards that after removing the sin that there was something wrong, there was a psul, it would be the or could go to the kohanim. The same thing is true over here. So that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. From the words of Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim, who said that I saw in the Beis HaMikdash that if they removed the skin and found out only afterwards, after they removed the skin, that there was a psul in the carbon that actually preceded the removal of the skin. Nonetheless, since they only were informed of it now, the or can go into the kohanim. The same thing would be true if you remove the skin of a bechor and you found out as it was treifa. Obviously, it was a treifa before you removed the skin, but you didn't know about it. That the kohanim are able to use the hide, even though they're not permitted to get hana, even though they're not able to eat from that bechor. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim disagree with this. Rebbe Chanina Sgana Kohanim halacha. Ain lo ra'inu raya. Just to say we've never seen this is not a proof. To say Rabbi Chanina, you know, I saw in the Beis HaMikdash, I've never seen them do this. That's not a raya. Eloyot to the Beis HaStreifa. You can't learn anything from Sgana Kohanim. So it's possible that there was never a time in his lifetime that the psul was found after the flaying, or even if you'll tell me that it did happen, maybe it was a happenstance, but that's not necessarily the halacha. Say the chachamim, if the carbon is psul, even then you know the psul was there before, even though you may have removed the skin. Halacha is that you're supposed to burn the or along with the animal. And therefore the animal cannot be used as an offering, and the skin cannot be used by the kohanim.